We now come to sign number 22, Christians will continue to be persecuted. While the world considers itself to be more and more enlightened and tolerant, as they believe they are continually evolving, there is one area where it seems that they're going backwards. Namely, they're still persecuting certain groups. In our previous sign, we noticed that anti-Semitism continues the persecution of the Jews. However, there is another group in our present world that continues to be hated, ridiculed, and in many cases killed, namely Christians. We find that Jesus warned us about this. Again, this should not take us by surprise. Here's what the Lord said in Matthew 24:9. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all the nations because of me. Well, from the warnings of Jesus, we can conclude the following things. First, Christianity will exist at the time of the end. There will still be believers in Jesus Christ in the last days. And as we mentioned before, from a human point of view, this was anything but certain at the time the Lord made the statement. Yet His church, His true believers, will continue to exist just as He predicted. In Caesarea Philippi, according to Matthew 16:18, Jesus made this fabulous statement, "On this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." That's Matthew 16:18. Nothing can stop this from happening, absolutely nothing. So Christians will still exist. We do know this, too. The hatred for Christians will be worldwide. So not only will believers in Jesus Christ exist, they will be found everywhere. Furthermore, wherever they do reside, there they will be hated because of the name of Christ. And not only hated, persecuted. Believers in Jesus Christ will be persecuted because of Him. The Lord said this in Luke 21, verses 12 to 13. "But before all this, they will seize you and persecute you. They will hand you over to synagogues and put you in prison, and you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name." Luke 21, 12 and 13. The Apostle Paul echoed the same truth in 2 Timothy 3:12. He said this, "In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." This has certainly been the experience of Christians throughout the ages. Now also, Christians will be put to death. History tells us that more Christians were martyred for their belief in Jesus Christ in the 20th century than in the first 19 centuries combined. And this will only increase as we get closer and closer to the time of the end. And here's the sad reality that we see. Every day in our world, hardly a day goes by where there's not some story of Christians being persecuted, kidnapped, or murdered merely because they are followers of Jesus Christ. As the Lord warned us, this will continue until the time of His return. Though persecuted, Christians will continue to preach the message of Jesus Christ, the fact that He has died for the sins of the world, and then come back from the dead to demonstrate that He is the one whom He claimed to be. Our next sign will look at a particular segment of Jesus' message that is ridiculed, the predictions that He is indeed coming again.